Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
End zone. Robinson for the touchdown. What an answer by San Francisco. 22 yards. And for DeMarcus Robinson, his first for the 49ers.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Joe Buck on the call. Hey, I got a question for you.
All right.
How many games are the 49ers going to play at Levi Stadium between now and February 10th? How many will they play?
Two. Because I don't got them going to the Super Bowl.
Okay, so you do not have them winning the next two games.
Yeah, and I don't got them getting the number ones.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that's me. How about you? And I'm being real, and I would love to be wrong, but I just, the Seattle game, that defense and Darnold, I don't know. And I'm omitting the Bears. I'm not, but man, I thought Indy was something. Look what that was. But how about you? I got two. Stan, I'm being real.
So I got this.
I can be excited.
So,
and
here's my question. What would have to – I need to know the scenario in which the 49ers, in theory, they would play like Carolina. Let's say they finish fifth.
Well, that's –
Carolina.
Or Tampa.
Yeah. Or Tampa.
Oh, my gosh.
What do they have to do to win that game and then somehow get home field for the next – can they get home field in their second game?
Well, 2 plays 7.
Depending on the opponent.
3 plays 6, 4 plays 5.
I can't do that without looking at a piece of paper.
So, yeah, and so you're saying, let's just say the Niners were fifth.
Okay.
They would play Tampa Bay or Carolina.
Okay. And they win.
Yeah, but there would have to be upsets with 2 and 7 and
right.
3 and 6 for them to get frisky.
Okay.
And then host that next game here.
Okay.
You know?
So that's on the table.
Like, the defense is shocking me. I'm not saying that was an A-plus last night. It was not. I don't know what the Colts were trying to do without just feed Jonathan Taylor the ball. And, again, they shut him down. If you look at the numbers, the Niners run defense. But, man, I guess, Donnie, I'm waiting for something that might not possibly ever happen. And that's for the Niners defense to get exposed. But I got to believe Ben Johnson with Caleb Williams in that running game. That two-headed monster, like, they're not the Colts. They're not the Cardinals. They're not these bottom feeders that the Niners have been playing. Then you talk about Seattle and what they can do with their weaponry. But if somehow you win these next eight quarters, you got a week off, and then you host two games before possibly playing in the Super Bowl in your old building. And the last two teams that have done that have won. The Rams, I believe, over the Bengals, and Tom Brady over the Chiefs.
Let's go to James. James is in San Mateo. Hey, James, how's it going, man?
Hey, how you doing? As a Seahawks fan, I'm hoping you're right, but that's not the reason I called. The reason I called is to humbly admit I believe I was wrong. Oh. When Purdy came back, he came back against Arizona, and then, like you said, bottom feeder teams, right? I don't believe the Colts are a bottom feeder team. I believe they're, like, mediocre. And I was rooting for them keeping Purdy in because I believed Mac Jones was a better quarterback. I even said that I believe the only reason they're bringing Purdy back is because they have bottom feeder teams, and they're trying to save face by having a quarterback that they paid a lot of money to because they didn't realize Mac Jones was a diamond in the rough. But after watching Purdy last night, I'm man enough to admit I believe I was wrong. Mm. And at this point, I hope Mac Jones comes back now.
I mean, I got you.
I didn't know anything about American football. I came to this country in 1970 from Ireland. Oh. And originally, for the first couple of years, I liked the Oilers and Earl Campbell. But then I'm like, look at Steve Largent. Kurt Warner was the running back. Jim Zorn. So I've been a fan since 83. I was even up at that game. I live in the Bay Area since 1980. I was at that game on Thursday night. And I'm not proud to admit, but when he threw that touchdown and we're down 30 to 14, you could hear me yelling, "You're a bum, you're a bum." I was surprised because I recorded the game. So when I got home, I heard myself. But it was myself and like 20,000 fans started leaving. And then as we're walking down, all of a sudden we hear the roar of the crowd. And lo and behold, it's a punt return by Shahid. So everyone tried to scramble back into their seats and all that kind of stuff.
Right.
But I was lucky enough. I got a great hotel right across from the stadium.
Wow.
But, yeah. Yeah, it was an incredible game. And I'm also man enough to admit, we got lucky as hell. You know, that's one thing I hate about other teams' fans. They just won't admit when they got lucky. And I admit, we got lucky as hell, and thank God we did. You know, yeah. So
You're a stand-up guy, James. Appreciate you, man.
No doubt.
Yeah. All right.
Was something I would say. I recorded the game and heard my voice.
Well, I know what you wouldn't say is I was wrong, which you should. You should do exactly what he did.
I've been saying it for the last 4 weeks. Just
specifically, you said Matt Jones was better than Brock Purdy. You were one of those guys.
Listen.
And listen, I still thought Purdy was better, but not by that much.
No, and listen.
It's beginning to look a lot like.
This is not about dissing Mac or Brock. Brock's got skins on the walls. He's 4-2 in the playoffs. Okay, he's already quarterbacked a team to a Super Bowl overtime.
So how come you like Mac Jones better?
No, I just thought his mechanics and he was rolling. I said it was a tie. How about that?
You know who else will remember? The listeners. They'll remember.
I'm not running from that.
You said they were equal, but you'd take Mac Jones because he has a stronger arm.
No, because I was skeptical.
And Phil Mo Mike then called in.
No, he did not. That's not. I was skeptical of that toe. But listen, what if I told you this, and I mean it? I've seen Brock Purdy beat Seattle in the playoffs. He beat Dallas. He beat Green Bay, the comeback. He beat Detroit. So, Steiny, I'm not worried about this Niner offense and the continuance of can Brock do it or is the stage going to be too bright? Hell no. That's check, check, check. I got all confidence in especially with what Brock's looking like now. It's the defense. Like, that's my only thing of me jumping in the Niner pool. But if they – what did I tell you? Can you believe they're 11th in points per game?
Yes, like without schedule, I can.
Like, look at you.
I mean, I got to bring you down somehow. This has been unbelievable.
What about what I just said? I don't expect them to get the one seed.
But you spent half the show saying, Steiny, they got action, they got action, they got action, they could be the one. And I'm like, really? I don't think they will.
That's how I live my life, because that's there.
I don't know what to do with that.
That is there. It's opportunity. I can't rob them of that.
Posling P-Town, $2 super chat on the YouTube chat. A lot of people in the chat need to admit they were wrong, says Posy Town.
But wrong about what? Why would you even question a guy that's taken you to two NFC championship games and a Super Bowl?
Being caught, are you kidding me right now? Like, are you kidding me right now?
No, I'm not.
Have you forgotten the conversations we had during the 6 weeks that Mac Jones quarterbacked his team?
Give me a refresher.
People thought Mac Jones was better.
And you were one of them.
No, I wasn't. I didn't. I was like, they're about the same. I think Brock Purdy is better because he's more mobile.
Evan, what was the ding for?
Steiny thought Mac Jones was better.
Okay, that was like...
Are you crazy? No, I did not. But who cares?
It's okay.
It's okay.
The point is this guy's trying to act like, why would you disrespect Brock? It's like, did you do shows for 2 months while you were disrespecting him? In theory?
It wasn't.
Yes, you don't... No, like, that's
no,
what
look
happened.
At you. I know what you're
saying.
I love you, baby. Steiny, it was about the meantime. And it was about Mac was in a situation to where...
We didn't talk... On this show, while Mac Jones was quarterbacking the team to wins, not just you, we weren't talking about where Mac Jones fits in.
It was a thing. It was a super thing.
That's all I'm saying. So, so when you sit here today and go, Steiny, what? Who could disrespect Brock? I've seen him get to the Super Bowl. What?
But I was saying
everybody
those
was
things,
doing it 4 weeks ago. Yeah, is my point.
But they had forgotten, and dude was hurt.
We can't act like this wasn't a conversation while Mac Jones was quarterbacking the team.
No, you're missing the point.
It's like you can't say now who would ever disrespect Brock when everybody feels like he was disrespected when Mac Jones was winning games.
Well, which means he wasn't respected, and that's where a lot of people went wrong. That's what I'm saying. It should have never gotten there.
But what you're saying is, today, you don't understand how anybody could disrespect Brock Purdy, a guy who's 4-2 in the postseason, goes to the Super Bowl, got him there, and
got paid. You missed out, and he got paid.
And I'm just saying, we were doing it two months ago.
Yeah, we were taking calls and we were having conversations, but you cannot put on a tombstone that Darrell L. Johnson I said that take it to the bank, Mac Jones is better.
Okay.
I kept saying he gotten paid, nothing's going to pop off, but the streets were talking and humming, and I kind of got, and I was a part of it. But, I mean, now that's over with. That's a blip on the radar. Brock Purdy is about to enter, his third postseason run? And he's got skins on the wall. I just don't see him beating Chicago, even though the game's at home, Steiny. Chicago and Seattle, the division foe, to get that one spot. But I can be excited as all outdoors for the opportunity that lies before him.
This is Brock Purdy.
Yeah, it's cool, you know, to be out here playing against Phillip Rivers and the Colts. Like, they're a great team, but just more than anything, just, you know, taking it one drive at a time and, you know, as an offense, just having a standard and trying to play with that standard and with the guys that we have out there, man. So to go out and execute like we did and to keep doing that, just really proud of those guys, man, just everybody in our team, just defense getting stops at clutch moments and the turnover at the end of the game to seal it with D winners. Like, just feels good to, you know, to play together as a team and win on the road, tough environment, Monday Night Football, Phillip Rivers, like, they got, you know, some momentum over there and stuff. So just a huge win for us.
I was Brock Purdy talking about the victory last night over the Indianapolis Colts. 888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers raised their record to 11-4, and now they play the Chicago Bears. And they have a shot at the number one seed, but they're going to have to win both their remaining games. Both of them are at home. This is Brock Purdy on Kyle Shanahan's message to the team.
He spoke to the team and just basically told us, obviously, congrats on making it to the playoffs, and it's not something we can just overlook. Like, it's pretty cool to do that, and so felt good about that. But obviously, the next challenge is, like, we just win one game at a time and try to be the best that we can going into the playoffs. And obviously, we know what's at stake with the first seed and all that, but we can't, you know, get our minds wrapped around just that. Like, we have to go handle business and play a really good team in Chicago next week coming to our place. So we have to be locked in. We have to watch this film. We have to get better. So, but it was cool hearing Coach, you know, sort of congratulate us. But also, there's a lot of work to be done. So,
all right. So this team's going to the playoffs, and now, you know, the heavy lifting begins.
Yeah. And they knew they were in the offs as soon as that Detroit-Pittsburgh game was over, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. Here's more Brock Purdy on what are the expectations, knowing you're going to the postseason?
The last couple of years, you know, the culture and the teams that we've had, that was a realistic goal to go attack the first seed, go make it deep into the playoffs, go make it to the Super Bowl, win it. Like, those are great goals and realistic. You know, this year, I think it was just really cool for him to understand our team, where we're at, and, you know, the turnover and all that kind of thing, and being real with the older guys that have been here, and the challenge of, hey, man, like, we got to win some gritty games, you know, early in the year, in the middle of the season, and then late in the year, and see where we're at when it's all said and done. So I think it's just been really cool because that's been our mindset. Like, we just take it 1 week at a time. We haven't been getting wrapped up in the playoff picture or anything like that. And then, you know, once we just handle business 1 week at a time, we're sitting in a good spot. So that's just really good coaching on his part. And you could see his experience coaching and stuff to be able to relay that to all the guys.
All right, that was Brock Purdy talking about the expectations going into the postseason. And what's going on with his turf toe? Looks pretty good right now.
Man, does he still have it, Stoney? Looks like it is gone out of the system.
Well, I didn't think that was capable. I mean, I thought everything we heard about a turf toe was it can flare up or not flare up. Yeah. And so is it...
Maybe he didn't have the severe
Is it gone?
One.
I don't... Like, is it gone or...
If you judge no performance,
right?
What do you think? Like, he's moving like old Brock, Stoney.
Yeah. I mean, he looks healthy, that's for sure. 888-957-9570 is the number. And the 49ers come up with another win. How many? That's five straight for Purdy?
Man.
Five straight wins for Purdy? Let's talk a little bit about Christian McCaffrey here. You know, the one thing I got to give Shanahan credit for is he's not like... When you have a running back and you want to give him a lot of touches, like I can't stand when coaches go away from the run. I can't stand it. Mm. And like Shanahan is lucky because he never goes away from the run because the way they throw it to McCaffrey is like a run. And the more I think about it, the more I think between the way McCaffrey runs it and the way McCaffrey catches it, it's like he's going to give him 25 or 30 touches a game, and they're not going to forget about him. They're not going to, you know, have a 15 game, you know, 15 rushes for Jonathan Taylor when he's a big part of your offense.
Makes no sense. And Stoney, if I asked you to guess, this is why I'm going to give Kyle credit too, because even when we questioned, even last year, man, don't you got to, you know, what do they do in the NBA? Load manage and watch his carries. If you had to guess how many touches he's gotten all together, I got the number for you. What would you put that at for McCaffrey?
I mean, I know he's up there, 380.
All right, 372.
Yep.
So he's got 1,030 on the ground on 280 totes, and then he's got 92 receptions for 849 yards. I mean, Stoney, he might pull a Roger Craig. I know there's only two games left to get 1,000, but – I just got to tip my cap to Kyle for knowing that this dude, after missing the amount of games he did the prior year, to basically, if you're out there, I'm playing you, Tom Thibodeau style, and he's held up, and he's everything to this Niner offense, man.
I mean,
he's about to eclipse 400 touches, man.
Yeah, I don't know where they'd be without him. I know that. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's Daryl's been holding on for a while in San Jose. What's going on, Daryl? How you doing, man?
Hey, Guru. How you doing? Steiny, how you guys doing?
Doing well, thanks.
Hey, you know, 49ers, they're kind of like Denver. Denver kind of got exposed. I think maybe they'll correct some stuff, but 49ers might get exposed, like Guru was saying, on the defense. So it's going to be tough, I think. But to talk about Draymond, Draymond, we really need him in the playoffs because he's a real good enforcer in the playoffs. But I actually just called to see what you guys think about Dunleavy's comments on the after show last week, or actually just last Friday, I believe. So I'm not sure. Don Levy saying that Post and Dre is good enough, but I want to see what you guys thought about that.
And,
you know, especially based on the off season activities for recruitment and stuff.
So, was it Dunleavy that said something like that?
He was on with Bonte, Chris, and Fetz before
and
he
said
yesterday.
And he said Post and Green aren't good enough?
I didn't hear it. I just know he was
good on. For him if he said it, because they're not.
It sounded like he said they were.
Oh, they are good enough.
Yeah, that's what I thought he said.
Well, they're not. I mean, I like Post. In fact, I kind of like
growing.
Him.
He's one of my
favorites. I kind of like him more than a lot of the other guys on the team.
I'm with you.
But, yeah, your 4-5 with Draymond Post isn't exactly the best 4-5 tandem in basketball. By the way, let me see the year he did it. Where is it?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Roger Craig, rushing 1,000, catching 1,000, 16 games. So McCaffrey's got to do it. He needs 150 yards rushing or catching tomorrow.
Yeah, two games.
No. He only gets one in my book. See, that's what I'm talking about. Roger Craig did it in 16 games.
So if he doesn't do it against the Bears,
it does not count.
When it's all said and done, did you get a thou wow twice? And he can be like, yep.
Yep, and we had a pad games for you to get it.
Not his fault.
It's so funny that this, like, the whole talk about, like, participation trophies and nobody likes it, and yet the more and more time evolves, the more it's about letting everybody have their way, and you know there'll be 18 games soon, so there'll be 1,000. There'll be 4,000 guys a year.
But what about controlling the controllable? Like the players didn't want that to happen. All they can do is play what's on the schedule, and that's what they've done. But
it's not as impressive as what Roger Craig did. Roger Craig, just saying.
Yeah.
888-957-9570 is the number. 49ers, they keep rolling along. They keep rolling along. A win last night against the Indianapolis Colts. I mean, I was worried at times for Phillip Rivers last night.
And saw some of the highlights. 27 points.
They
do a pick six.
Yeah. There was a play, I think, in the second quarter where he started rolling left.
Oh,
and I'm like, he's going to fall over.
Dude.
He's going to fall over.
Ah!
And then on the one sack, I don't know who had it, but they basically
can't
sack a guy with any more of a loving feeling than the 49ers did that one time. It just felt like they laid him gently on the ground.
Yeah, that's pretty good, man.
Called respect for your elders. Let's go to... We're talking about Christian McCaffrey. What'd Shanahan think?
I thought he had a hell of a game. You know, I know he was battling stuff last week, and just for him to go out there and run the ball the way he did, first ever run defense, you know, I think that's one of the better run defenses we've seen on tape, and I was proud of the guy, how the guys blocked, and Christian seemed like he ran real well today.
Yeah, he did. He had over 100 yards. And
maybe that's why that line was, what was it? I think it ended about 4.5, 4, but I mean, they blew that to smithereens. I just didn't have a Niner blowout. I thought the Colts were better than what they showed us, but I got to give kudos to the Niners coaching staff too and their plan of attack. I did not, especially with, and I know you think I'm making a lot of this, Buckner back. I thought the Colts were going to be frisky, season on the line.
Can you... What do you say? Get a new word.
You know, what is it about frisky?
I can't stand it anymore because
you ever get frisky. You know what happens when you get frisky,
right? But you can only get frisky if you get frisky. You can't get frisky if you don't have the means to get frisky. So when you say Joe Lacob's going to get frisky, it's like no, he's not because he doesn't have the means to get frisky. You see what I'm saying? Yeah, oh, hey, you'd say this, hey, Joe Lacob, hey, gets frisky and hey, get Giannis in here. That has nothing to do with frisky. He doesn't have the means to get frisky. So let's work on that.
Nah, we got different definitions of frisky.
Yeah.
Because when you get frisky, you get active. Things are going. Juices are flowing. And that's what I mean by he wants to pull something off.
Who?
Joe Lacob.
He can't. And
when
he
you
won't.
Don't know.
He can't.
He can put something together. You don't
oh,
know.
Oh, yeah, he can put something together.
You better relax.
No, you better
I
relax.
I can see something's going on.
Yeah, I know
Evan
something's
jumping
going on.
In
I'm
saying,
going to the boss's office okay. after
I'm down
segment.
On him. He canceled
what's
our party.
New?
He canceled our party. Evan not happy.
888-957-9570 is the number. Let's see. 1142, that segment was sponsored by the California Office of Traffic Safety and Caltrans.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With MasterClass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With MasterClass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch MasterClass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from MasterClass to their lives. MasterClass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience. And it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.